Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Pros and Cons by Amanda Flower. Narrated by Rachel DeLude. True. Nervous. Very, very dreadfully nervous I had been and am. But why will you say that I am mad? The disease had sharpened my senses, not destroyed, not dulled them. Edgar Allan Poe. Chapter 1. A petite teenage girl stood in front of the display of sports biographies that was tucked away in a small corner of the bookshop Charming Books, which I co-owned with my grandma Daisy in the village of Cascade Springs, New York, and chewed on her lip. I set a stack of picture books decorated with smiling pumpkins and mischievous squirrels on the top of one of the lower bookshelves a few feet from her. "Can I help you?" I asked in my most polite bookseller voice. The trick was to sound friendly and helpful, not too eager for a sale. The girl turned to me, and tears glistened in her big green eyes. "I don't know. I'm supposed to pick up a gift for my boyfriend's father. It's his birthday, and the party starts in a half hour. I'm doomed." "I'm sure he would love any book that you give him," I said encouragingly. "It's the thought that counts, right?" She shook her head, and her brown hair covered her face. "You don't know his parents. They're horrible. Nothing I do is right. I just want them to like me, or at least pretend to." I straightened a row of books that sat unevenly on the shelf. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if Grandma Daisy had moved the books just a little to drive me crazy. She and I had different ideas on the proper way to keep the books organized.